Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, the Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
He used to be all night. Now he's just all day. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel getting ready for his Dolphins deep dive. And we're going to deep dive into it as well. Perk, you got me last night, brother. How you doing?
Yo, man, life is good, man. I'm sitting here watching this Dodgers-Padres game. I'm thinking about filling out a bracket, which I haven't even literally have not looked at a bracket yet, but I got to fill one out by noon. I am getting ready to go to owners meetings in Orlando Monday and Tuesday, and I'm also getting ahead of my Friday Dolphins column, man. So life is good, man.
Well, listen, that's good to go. And by the way, so I saw your stuff, and you kind of got me. I was reading all your stuff getting caught up last night about you feel like this team's going to be more physical and get a toughness that it hasn't had. By the few guys you've seen so far, you feel, especially the Buffalo Bills guys and a couple of the Tennessee Titans guys.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we heard some good stuff from the center. It's spelled Aaron. It's pronounced A-Run. So A-Run Brewer talked about he's a headhunter out there. Jordan Poyer talking about we're taking the battle to other teams. Saran Neal, the special teams ace, and cornerback saying that, you know, we're going to see how teams react when we punch them in the mouth. Look, Joe, I like hearing that stuff because I think that for the last few years, really for longer than that, the Dolphins have been getting beaten on both sides of the line of scrimmage by teams like Baltimore, by Buffalo twice a year, right? By Kansas City, by Philadelphia, by San Francisco. And, Joe, this goes back to the days of when they had tough guys, right? Mike Pouncey, Richie Incognito, Randy Stark, Paul Solei. Buffalo is still pushing them around both sides of the line of scrimmage. I don't know what the answer is, but they've got tougher guys now, Joe. They've got tougher guys. I like that.
So the only thing I say, because a lot of people agree with you, by the way, because Omar's been on this too a lot. Your bud Omar's been preaching the same thing. But the thing that's not changing, the outside run is the best in football, if not the best, second best, as far as their ability to get outside and the blocking schemes. And the second thing is, and should be the first, the big plays from those two guys on the outside is what this thing's built around. 25-plus yard plays, man, on any given play from a slant to a takeoff. And I don't know, people are going to look at that when you're hitting those big plays like you're not a physical team. I don't know if that reputation's ever going to leave.
But, Joe, you know, my thing is this, that you look at how they play against the good teams, right? 1-6 last year against playoff teams, and the average score of those seven games was opponent 32, Dolphins 16.
It was bad.
And so that tells me that, look, there's probably situations, right? Goal line situation, short yardage situation.
Got to get better.
Probably,
you're right.
Yes, and there's probably plays that you could use or you know, players, the tight end, right, in the red zone as another option or a slot receiver, or maybe you blitz a little bit more. You know, you need a more physical tight end, a more physical number three receiver, whether it's a slot or a tight end. You need a more physical presence on defense. And, Joe, I have a true appreciation for what Vic Fangio did on defense, right? Number 10 defense in the league. First seven games, you don't have Jalen Ramsey. the last, what, four games when you're going against Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and all these quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, your edge rushers are gone. Javon Holland is limping around. Xavier Howard's limping around. So Vic Fangio did a good job with that defense. They need to be more physical. They need to be tougher. I have an appreciation for Jerome Baker and Christian Wilkins and Xavier Howard. They weren't take your head off type of guys. I think Holland is that type of guy. Wilkins was that type of guy. David Long is that type of guy. They need more. Jalen Ramsey is not that type of guy. So get me some of those. Shaq Barrett, you know, his days or his best days are behind him. But I like the Anthony Walker addition at linebacker, Jordan Brooks addition at inside linebacker. These guys are physical and tough. Jordan Poyer. I like these additions.
Yeah. No. Hey, listen, a lot of people agree with everything you're saying right now. So how do you feel about a first-round pick with an offensive lineman?
They can still go a lot of ways. Here's the thing the other thing that I like, you know, it's such a mix and match. So with the offensive line, right, like, we don't know if Connor Williams is coming back at center. He's rehabbing his knee. And his agent Drew Rosenhaus says he's going to rehab his knee and kind of take his time. Aaron Brewer, the center, he can play center or guard. Connor Williams can play center or guard. Liam Eichenberg can play center or guard. If you need a right guard, you've got Eichenberg. You've got Robert Jones. They've got a lot of options there. So if you want to go inside with the Graham Barton kid from Duke in the first round, who can play center or guard, Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. You can also go with a left tackle, knowing that Teron's health is shaky. That even, look, you can bring Kendall Lamb back. I love Kendall Lamb. He was my favorite. But he's got back issues, and he's going into, what, his 11th season? So maybe you could draft a left tackle in the first round. Maybe you slide him over to guard for his rookie year, right? And then when Armstead can't play or right. Next year, you move him back to left tackle. There's a lot of edge rusher, right? You could take the kid from UCLA, Leatu Latu, because you don't know that both Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are coming back at 100%. Maybe you don't extend Jalen Phillips, you know? So there's a lot of different ways you could go with your first round pick and your second round pick too, Joe. So I you've just got to get two guys who can come in and play, one starter and one rotational guy with that first and second round pick. And look, Joe, I wouldn't mind seeing them trade out of the first round. If you can get a second and a third and have 2 seconds and a third as your top three picks, I wouldn't mind seeing that either.
You and I disagree on that one. I you know what? You got the 21st pick. Friggin' use it. Use it and get the 21st best player. I don't want to move out and go, oh, we felt this draft was deep for the top 100 players. No, I don't want to do that. Get me a damn first-round pick, and I want to see what one looks like, who signs his contract and comes in and starts. That's my goal.
I hear you, Joe. I will give Chris Rear credit. He's done a good job on these recent first-round picks, right? He blew it on Noah Igbinoghamy, but Tua, good. Christian Wilkins, good. Jalen Waddle, good. Jalen Phillips, good. So I do trust him on making a first-round pick. I think the Dolphins' draft starts to fall off in, like, the third round. But the first and second-round picks have been pretty solid. I think you need to get more players. You know what's coming, right, as far as Tua getting the raise. You got to extend Phillips. You got to extend Waddle. Teron Armstead, who knows what happens with him. So a two-for-one for that first-round pick and to stack quality low-cost quality talent would be a good thing. So that's why I wouldn't be mad at him for trading out of the first round.
All right, last thing I'll hit you with. Odell Beckham Jr. Coming in to be the third receiver. What do you think? You like it?
I would do it. Because
yeah, me
look,
too.
Joe,
I'm with you, man. You don't have to tell me.
And look, Joe, I keep saying with this team, you're not building toward winning a Super Bowl. You're trying to win a Super Bowl this year. Again, we know the health stuff and the financial stuff that could be coming or is coming. And so, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it this year, just like they tried to do it last year. If you have a chance to get this guy, get him, and let's make a run toward the Super Bowl. I'm all for it.
Boy, you are gone. What do you got on Dolphins Deep Dive, man? What are you doing? What are you guys up to?
Oh, Joe, we got all kinds of stuff. So it's me and David Peronis today. We're going to be talking about OBJ and the possibility of him getting here. We're going to be talking about the best free agent acquisition, also the best offseason move. That includes getting rid of Vic Fangio and bringing in Anthony Weaver, right? That's an offseason move, getting rid of X, not paying him all that money, not paying Christian Wilkins all that money. We'll talk about what the Dolphins need to do to finish off what's been a pretty good offseason so far. I mean, I think the exiting talent has not has surpassed the incoming talent, but, you know, that's I've written about that. But we got a lot of stuff on tap, noonsuncentral.com, Dolphins Deep Dive with Perk.
Perk, I appreciate you coming on. I just need it. Boy, you brought your passion. I think you – how's everything personally for you, if you don't mind? How you doing with the ladies? With the ladies right now?
Yeah, you know, I'm a single man again, Joe. So, you know, so I'm out there looking, man. I will tell you this. There was somebody in my building that I was interested in, but that's a little close to home, right? If we don't get married, I don't want to have to see her all the time. So
you know what? I had a neighbor out of my breakup, and I had a neighbor. I married her. She was my neighbor. Yeah.
Wow.
And I ended up marrying her. Same thing, you know. And it's a little scary, you know. It's a little scary.
Yeah,
I know, because, you know, if it doesn't work, and we had a few fights early on, and then she was going out on other dates during a breakup, it was just, you know, things a little awkward there, man. A little awkward.
Exactly.
But Perk, I got to tell you, man, there's a big group out there in your strike zone, if you don't mind me saying that age group you're hitting, you should be in good shape. So
And I got a wide strike zone, Joe. It's a wide strike zone. I'm up there.
It can be a little low. It can be a little high. It can be a little wide, brother. I like that.
I'm always protecting the plate with two strikes, Joe. So I'm swinging at anything close, baby.
Oh, Perk, thank you, brother. You take care of yourself. All right. Chris Perkins from the Sun Center. See, Woody, he's not shy about anything, man.
Yeah, you bring it out of him. You're very childish, by the way.
Huh?
Very childish. Strike zone.
Oh, Perk. Perk, he knew it was coming. He was prepared. You know, the sad part is I did meet the girl. She's on a couple of trips with us. And
is that the one you went up to at the, was it at a Dolphin game?
Yes.
Was that a Dolphin game, right?
Yes. All right, let's move on.
Wait. So
we got
to you went up to her at a Dolphin game and you asked, what did you ask?
No, they'd been together a long time. I said, damn, you guys ever getting married? Mm. I didn't know, like, it was getting Perquis.
Are you the reason they're not together?
No. First of all, I hate when somebody tries to blame somebody else why something doesn't work out. If you go to counseling as much as I've been to, you find out you're responsible for your own stuff.
Is that what they taught you?
They bring a mirror. They brought a mirror the first time. That's when I started this mirror thing. I thought it was a Michael Jackson song. And they put this mirror in your face. And I go, what do you want me to do with it? And he goes, look at yourself. You're responsible for yourself. Nobody else's problems. So, Woody, I helped you right there.
Did you get an assist?
I didn't get anything.
I don't know, man. It sounds like you definitely put him on a rough road. Like, I mean, he had to deal with that afterwards.
Will you stop blaming me for somebody breaking up? They were together a long time.
Sounds like you had a hand in it.
You got to be kidding.
I'll leave it at that. You can't go up to someone who doesn't like marriage when the woman wants to get married, he doesn't, and ask her about getting married in front of him. You can't do that.
I hate when somebody, like, says something like that and goes, well, it didn't work out. You didn't help. Like, didn't help.
Yeah, I mean, just because your therapist says it's his fault doesn't make it so.
You're having problems. They're probably not me at a football game. You're probably got some other stuff going on, brother. Hey, I'll tell you who's got zero problems in helping people. Chapman Partnership. Hey, Bam Adebayo, thank you, man. Thank you so much for what you do for Chapman Partnership. Don't think that people in our community don't notice what you do. The All-Star Center, man. Power forward, whatever you want to call the big man. He got a heart of gold when it comes to Chapman Partnership and the things he does in our community. And helping the homeless, man. Providing caring support and wraparound services that offer effective cradle to career programs. That's what it's all about. So when people go, oh, it's just another homeless shelter. I go, no, it's not. Go down there and see what the work they're doing. Hey, you got mental health. What do they do for mental health? We got doctors down there to help them take care of that treat them. A lot of those doctors are giving their time. giving back to the community. I tell you what, some of those doctors, good guys, man, good people doing that. But they got everything, man. It really is. It's about within 3 to 4 months helping you rehabilitate, get back out on your own, find a place to live. They'll help you do that and find a job. That's how they end homelessness, man. Every day they make a difference for families, and we need your help. The reason I'm talking right now, we've got Miami and Homestead Centers. More than 800 men, women, and children are there. We have a big, big budget of close to $1 million in operating costs. So please join me at WQM in March to show your support for one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Let's help support families at Chapman. You can make a difference, whether you want to donate money, whether you'd like to just serve up food, whether you've got a group that would love to do it. Man, we would love to have you. Just go to chapmanpartnership.org/sponsor-a-meal to sponsor a meal and sign up to serve. Now more than ever, we need your help. Just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of Chapman Village, just like Bam Adebayo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.